Okay, today's daf is Vachem daf Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph, and we continue here in the 10th parak of Maseches Vachem as we, again, only a couple of daf. Today's the last full daf of the parak. The next two daf after today will be put up from the last cycle, and then we will continue. Okay, but today we have a lot of, a number of Shas and Yanim, general topics that will come up. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said yesterday on daf Tzadi Amabes, towards the end of the daf, continuing, comparing different karbanos, chatas, we mentioned, chatas always goes before ola, chatas goes before asham, the Mishnah mentioned, except for asham mitzorah, because asham mitzorah is ba'al hakasher, or ba'la hakshir, it's to help accomplish, help the person become into the world of eating karbanos again, walking into the base of Mikdash, so that's why they are allowed to do the asham first. There is a question about the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in two Rambam. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Bechusrei Kippurim paskins that this is a din le'ikuva, that the asham mitzora is before chatos. The Rambam paskins hikdim chataso la'ashamo lo yihye acher mimareis bedama ela tu'ubar tsurasa b'teisa the base of Srefa. You don't even have a way out. If you were makdim the chatas to the asham, you can't even just like have somebody mixing the blood until after you do the asham. It's done. It's pasul. The asham has to be before the chatas when it comes to mitzora. That's one Rambam. What's the problem? The problem is that the Rambam paskins elsewhere in Hilchos Nizirus, the Rambam paskins in here it is, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Aval ha'asham beha'ola Einan ma'akvin, lo b'teklachas tuma v'lo b'tzaras. So the Rambam says that the chatas has to be before, the asham has to be before the chatas, le'ikuva, but he also paskins that you don't even need the asham. Nim says over, and he continues, ask the briskerav, ask other achronims, I don't understand. How can it be that the asham has to be before the chatas, le'ikuva, and then the Rambam also paskins that you don't even need to do the asham? Right, that is l'chora, somewhat of a serum, m'chusri kippurim hey gimel, and Nazirus Yud Ches. You know, how would you ever have an example of not needing the Asham and being able to do the Chatas if that is a Din Le'ikuva? So the Brisker Rav in Mechusri Kippurim and Aleph Hay talks about the Chiyuvim of Mechusri Kippurim. We're not going to read it inside right now, but important Lashonos, there might be a Nafkamina for a Suffolk Mitzorah. A Suffolk Mitzorah might not bring the asham, he only brings the chatas ha'of, or maybe if he already brought the asham and then he got mu'atzaras again, right? That's the, there are nafkaminas and ways that one could understand it. Number one. Number two, the other part of the Mishnah I wanted to bring a comment on. We mentioned this earlier in the Masechta also. We talk about that the second half of the Mishnah spoke about Achila is also the same order as the Hakrava. Just like these Karbanos are have an order by Hakrava, so too by Achila. So if I have yesterday Shlamim and today Shlamim, I eat yesterday Shlamim. If I have today yesterday Shlamim and today's Chatas and Asham, that's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas. The mayor says yesterday Shlamim goes first. They're both going to run out tonight. They're both going to become noser tonight. So which do you do? So Rimeir says the shlamim's chiyuv came first. So that's why you eat the shlamim. So the chachamim say no. Chachamim say chadas kodemes. It's kachim kachim. Good. And then the last line of the Mishnah spoke about how kohanim are allowed to eat their kachim. Says the Mishnah, v'kulan hakohanim rashon l'shanos b'achilasan. The kohanim can eat their kachim in whatever way they want. However they want to prepare it. They could roast it. They could cook it. They could boil it. However they want. What's the Chiddush? Right? Why would I have thought otherwise? So that's the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam quotes in Perek Yud Halacha Yud, Mutar Lechol as HaKachim B'chol Ma'achal. One can eat Kachim in any way they want. Afilu HaKohanim. Interesting, Afilu Kohanim. Meaning the first line was talking about the Bailam. The Bailam can eat their Karbanos however they want. And even the Kohanim, Mutar Lechol Chalkam, Bein Mikachim Kalim, Bein Mikachi Kachim B'chol Ma'achal. U'l'shados B'achilasan, U'l'ochlam Tsluyin Shlukim Mivushalin, as we just learned in the Mishnah. And the Kesef Mishnah there wonders, what is the Afilu? What's the Afilu? Even Kohanim. Even Kohanim? What's wrong with, what's the difference? What would be the Chiddush between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim? Says the Kesef Mishnah there, that what is the Chiddush? U'mashakaz Afilu Kohanim Nireh Dekasav kei, mishum b'tzal kadai dechamina sha'akonim tzrichim shelo ye'achlu el l'shem shamayim. We mentioned this Kesav Mishnah a couple days ago. Right? You might have thought, we might have thought that the kohanim have to eat the karbanos purely l'shma. And therefore, maybe they can't put spices on it that they like. They can't cook it in the way that they like it. No. Lo yochlu osam b'matamim derech tainug. They have to eat it l'shma, right? Just l'shem mitzvah. Kamash malan, no. Part of the mitzvah is to enjoy it. Mishum dekasa behu rachmana lamashcha umetargamina lashem gedula, like the Gemara is going to mention, kamosha malachim ochlim, and that's why even Kohanim, who have the mitzvah of lamash, achilas karbanos, maybe the Rambam lishitaso, that the Rambam does not mention that Bailim have the mitzvah of eating, even in the different layers of the mitzvah that we had. The Rambam says it is okay, you have to do it lishma. Right? Certain mitzvos, even though we know from the Gemara elsewhere, mitzvos lav lehenos denu, but it doesn't mean that I have to do a mitzvah without any feeling. I have to do it directly lishma without getting any enjoyment from it. You can enjoy a mitzvah. What, sitting in a sukkah? That's also part and parcel of sukkah. Oneg Shabbos. Right? Even as we mentioned, the Talmud Torah, the Eglei Tal and the Hakdama, that the ultimate goal of Talmud Torah, the ultimate highest level of Talmud Torah, is not to do it just lishma, but without any tainug, but to love it and enjoy it. Bikudei Asher Mishara Misamchei Lev. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. We didn't mention then, but just to mention also now, the Rab Avram Min Hahar in Nedarim on Daf Mem Ches, where the Mishnah there says in Nedarim that if somebody is noder, not to get any hana'ah from a city, the Mishnah discusses, is he allowed to use the svarim of that city? Is he allowed to use the svarim of that city? Question about the girsa, but Rav Avraham Minahar says, no, you can't use the svarim of that city. Ask him, the Rishonim, what about mitzvahs lav lehenos denu? So what do you mean? I'm going to learn. That's not called hana'ah. That's not called halachically recognized hana'ah. So I should be able to learn from the svarim of the city, even though I was mudur hana'ah from the city. Says Rav Avraham Minahar, that applies to other mitzvos. But it does not apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, part of the ikkar of Talmud Torah is to enjoy it, to get a chiyus from it, to make it part of who I am, and that's why an avil is not allowed to learn, because inherently, b'kutei yeshar m'shar m'sam chaylev, and that's why we're not allowed to learn certain parts of the Torah on Tisha B'Av, because this has simcha in it, inherently in it. It's different than the other mitzvos, and that's why even if one is mudur hana, one would not be allowed to get benefits from that. So again, even if something is done l'shma, like the achilas kachemir, Kesav Mishnah says that's the afilu of the Rambam. It says l'mashcha, even though it's l'shma, but l'mashcha is okay. And then the end of the Mishnah, we have the machlokas tanon that we had earlier as well, and that is, do you apply the isser of Ein Mivi and Kachel Beis Apsul in this context? The Rebbe Shimon says that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the kachem in any way. They're even allowed to put in truma spices. Rabbi Shimon is not worried about kachem l'beis apsul, even though tavle truma can be in forever. And now if I put them in a karbon, it has a limit. Not worried about it, says Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, no, you cannot. Lo yitei l'tocha tavle truma, you cannot put truma spices in it, because you're going to bring truma l'beis apsul. Okay, so that's just two haris on the Mishnah from yesterday. Now let's continue. Ibai Elohu. And we discussed this a little bit already 2 days ago. Tadir u'mikudash, eza mehem kodem. If one is tadir and one is mikudash, then what wins? Which one wins? Something is more common, but something is inherently more kadosh. What are examples of this? So Rashi quotes two examples. You have the dam of the olas tamid and the dam chatas. Omdin ze tadir v'ze mikudash mimenu. Kedamran, dam chatas kodem l'dam ola. We said already, dam chatas goes before dam ola because it is meratzeh. But what if the ola that we're talking about is the tamid? So now, did that change things? The dam chatas is more mekudash, but the dam of the tamid is tadir. So did that make a difference? Or he quotes another one, olas musfei rosh chodesh upar ha'eda ha'omdim. Again, zet tadir v'zet mekudash. So what wins in that case? Each factor is important. Says the Gemara, Tadir kodem mishum de tadir, odim mekudash kodem de kadash. Unusual lashon. Is tadir better because it's tadir? Is mekudash better because it's mekudash? Right, we knew that beforehand. Interesting what the Gemara is trying to add to this. Tosfos also discusses the different afkaminas, what would be an example of tadir or mekudash, he has in another one.
Tashma, last line, so let's try to prove it. The Mishnah said, Tmidin kodmin l'musafin. The Tamid goes before the Musaf. Says the Gemara, V'afagav the Musvin t'kadishi. Aren't carbonous Musaf more kadosh? Why are they more kadosh? Because they only come on Shabbos. Or they only come on Rosh Chodesh, Bechulu. So doesn't that mean that they're more kadosh? Right, Rashi, V'afagav the Musafin kadishi, Musafin, shame Shabbos alehen. Don't the Musafin have a chalos shame, carbon Shabbos on it? Right? It's for Shabbos, and doesn't that make it more kadosh? While the Tamid only comes on weekday too. So the Tamid is a weekday karban. The Musaf is a Shabbos karban. Doesn't that make Shabbos, the karban, the Musaf, more kadosh than the Tamid? Answers the Gemara with a rhetorical question. Atu Shabbos, le Musafin ahani, le Tamidin lo ahani? What? The Shabbos only affects the Musaf, or not the Tamid? Meaning, even if the Tamid comes on a weekday, but the Tamid of Shabbos is unique and special, and it's a Shabbos karban, right? After all, right? We know it's doche, right? We say it's doche Shabbos this avoda, so it has to be some crucial type of special avoda. So even though it's done on a weekday, that's weekday, but once it's Shabbos, so then the karban Tamid of Shabbos is mekudash, just like the karban musaf of Shabbos, and therefore, don't tell me that this is a question. This isn't a question of Tadir versus Mekudash. They're both Mekudash. Interesting, the Gemara is this, what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana? Well, we think that something generic that appears every single day, even if it appears on Shabbos, it does not lose its regular status. While the Gemara's Maskana is that no. If it's Shabbos, then everything changes on Shabbos. Even things that you do during the week, if you do it on Shabbos, it's different. It's different. Right? Just a mashal, a Madar Adoma, what about food? What about eating? We know everything we eat on Shabbos is different. Everything we eat on Shabbos is different than during the week, right? It has a different significance. It's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. But even in terms of halacha, we know on a daraisa level, for a food item to be nikva, for gemar malacha, for chumas and maestras, right? The Mishnayos describe in Seder Zerayim, you have to have gemar malacha. Gemar malacha, you have to make it into a pile, and you have to smooth the pile. Meruach, and Riyas Panei Abayas, but we know on a Durabanan level, there are six events that are Kovela Maisers. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Alecha Gimel, Avilchas Maiser, Echon Mishisha Dvarim Kovea HaPeiros LaMaisers. What are they? These six events give significance to the eating, and therefore you have to go Maisers before you partake. Right? If I'm going to have one little snack, one little fruit under the tree, okay, that's a snack, and there was a kfiyah yet. But one of these six events, the Rambam goes and discusses each one of them afterwards. Each one of these six events is machshiv, the eating. What is it? Hachatsa, you bring it into your yard. Right? You're not just eating it out of the field, you bring it into your yard. V'hamekach, you sell it. That itself is showing significance. You're selling it. V'ha'ish, you cook it. V'hamelach, you salt it. V'hatshruma, if you take off truma from this item, so then you have to take off Maaser also. Right? Because taking off Truma means you're relating to it as a significant item. Last one, Veha Shabbos. The second that Shabbos starts, all eating is considered Chashuv. Even if I'm going to snack, no. On Shabbos, everything is important. And therefore, the Rambam says that even after, right, the Rambam adds on. Maybe I misformulated before. You had Gemar Malacha, but you didn't have the finishing up, the Re'ias Pnei Abayis, and the other ingredients besides Gemar Malacha. So again, that's the Rambam in Perek Gimel Alecha Gimel. But you see from there that Shabbos is Kovei Alamaisers, meaning that everything I eat on Shabbos is significant and special, and that is why you have to take off maestros before one partakes. So that's also implied by this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says carbon tamid is special on Shabbos too. It's not just a weekday carbon, and therefore it's not a good raya. It's not an acceptable raya for the Mishnah of tadir versus mekudash. Next line. Okay, let's try the next line of the Mishnah. Tashma musve Shabbos kodmin lemusve derosh chodesh. So musaf of Shabbos, musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So there, says the Gemara. So isn't that example of Tadir versus Mekudash? Shabbos is Tadir, but Rosh Chodesh is Mekudash because it only comes up on Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos wonders, we're going to ask a couple of questions in a row with a very similar answer. Tosfos wonders, why don't we just give the same answer? We knew the answer. Tosfos says, B'chol hani tashma, tzorech tam, mai kosalka daitach. What would be the avamina me'acher tekvar sheni Shani, since we already answered, Atu Shabbos, Lumusafin, Ahani, Litzvidim, Lohani, we already said that. We got the same answer. Whenever there is a special day, that special day affects all the karbanos on that day. Okay, Tosfos says that kasha, but it could be what one has to answer to that question is that we might have been mechalik between how Shabbos affects Tamid versus even if that's true, maybe we wouldn't have said the same thing about Rosh Chodesh affecting the Musaf of Shabbos if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You have to come up with some type of chilik, but that's the Gemara's question here, right? Who says that it is? Isn't this a good answer to the question of Mekudesh versus Tadir? Gemara answers no. Atu Rosh Chodesh lemusafin didei ahani lemusfi Shabbos lo ahani. Right, the Rosh Chodesh only affects its own musaf. It doesn't affect the musaf of Shabbos. No, even the musaf of Shabbos is affected by Rosh Chodesh. So again, let's do one more line and then we'll talk more about it. Tashma says the Gemara musfi Rosh Chodesh kovin lemusfi Rosh Hashanah. What about the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? Because before Rosh Hashanah, isn't that an example? Af agav de Rosh Hashanah kadsha. The Rosh Hashanah Musaf is more mekudash. The Rosh Chodesh one is more tadir, right? We discussed Tosfos and Beitza a couple of days ago about the carbon Rosh Chodesh that's brought on Rosh Hashanah. So again, isn't that a raya? Answers the Gemara, Atu Rosh Hashanah lemusfei didei ahani lemusfei Rosh Chodesh lawahani. Does Rosh Hashanah only affect its own Musaf but not the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? So therefore, again, it's not a good answer, a good precedent to look at. Okay, we'll stop there for a moment, and then we'll continue. But again, all similar answers. So what could be the answer to Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos says, why the Gemara ask all three? Well, what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana? Let's, for example, take Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, right, which is the middle one. Right? It says, is it Shabbos more Tadir and Rosh Chodesh more Mekudash? The Gemara answers, no. The Rosh Chodesh is also affected by Shabbos. So at root might be one of those fun sugyas that we try to mention whenever this comes up, and that is whenever we have different days of Kedusha or of Chalos. Rosh Chodesh might not be called a day of Kedusha. Might be called a day, there's a Chalos special day on Rosh Chodesh, but it has hidden Kedusha, but it's not, there's no Isser Malacha. So whenever we have a overlap of different days, so how do we look at that? Are those kedushos mixed? Are they intertwined? Or are they just overlapping? Meaning, as we like to formulate it, is it Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Or is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Right, which is it? Right, and this explains a number of Nafka Mina, just to mention two or three. Remember the tour. We like to go to the tour in Aruch Chaim in Kuf Pei Ches. We know the halacha is if one forgets Ritzei on Shabbos, one has to repeat the benching, at least in the first two meals, because whenever there's a chi of Seuda, the chi of to eat bread, then one has to repeat. If one forgets Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, so then one does not have to repeat because there was no chi of Seuda. The Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah in Tav Yud Zayin, Tav Yud Ches, beginning of Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, around there. But there's no chiyuv to eat bread, and that's why if one forgets the Alav Yavo, in benching one would not have to repeat. What if it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and I forgot Alav Yavo? So, I said Ritzei. So, mitzad Shabbos, I'm fine. But mitzad Rosh Chodesh, there's a problem. Do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei in this? Do you have to repeat benching in this case? So, we would have said, of course not, because the Alav Yavo is for the Rosh Chodesh, and mitzad the Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat bread. The Torah quotes two days because this is a Rosh Chodesh meal that you have to eat bread. It happens to be mitzad the Shabbos part of it, but that's the two days in the Torah. Imcha Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos v'hizkir shol Shabbos v'lo shol Rosh Chodesh. Haya Omer Rav Yosef she'ein machzirin impatzak batov ha'metiv. You don't go back. Afagav dahashta lo sagi de lo achil, even though this meal there's no way not to eat bread, mikol makom, but still mishum haimi uta lo tiknu lahachzir. Because of that miut, right, they, you're not going to be machzir. The gam chiyav achilo dahayomim mishum shabbosu. That's what we would have said, right? It's only because of the Rosh Chodesh element that you might have to go back, and you don't have to go back for Rosh Chodesh. Because of Achi Rabbeinu Yechiel Zal, V'yeish Cholkim Bazeh, says the Torah, I quote, my brother Rabbi Yechiel, there are those that argue, V'lazeh Naiti Daiti Noteh, and I agree with that. I agree with that opinion, right? I think that you should go back, because this is a meal that you have to have a chiv. You have a chiv of a bread. And then he brings a raya. Mishum yom shenischaye bedalat tefilas. The lashon of Chazal. It's a day that you have to daven four times. I lost the place. Hachanami. Kiven the sof lo sagi de lo achil. Sorach lachzo levarech. The chulu. That is the tour. So what's the kudus of machlokas of that tour? How would we understand it? So that could be, as the Achronim explain, is it Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, or is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. You're done with Shabbos, and now it's Rosh Chodesh. But if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos hyphenated Rosh Chodesh, so then one would have to go back, because this is a Rosh Chodesh meal that you have to have a chiyuv seuda. And we might say that when the days are linked, it does not mean that every time they're linked. We might say differences between, let's say, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Even if you want to say Shabbos in both directions, either direction, even if you want to say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are not linked, Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course it would be Shabbos Yom Tov, right? Hyphenated. Because after all, that is they're both Kedushas Hayom, they both have an Isra Malacha, or you might say just opposite. The closer they are, the more competing they are. This is an interesting Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, I think it's Ilchas Shabbos. I think it's Ilchas Pesach. That when we say Yalav Yavo, so we add in Es Yom Rosh Chodesh, and he quotes the language of Yalav Yavo, and he says a Nusach that we don't have. We say in Yalav Yavo, Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, the Es Yom Chagamatzos Hazeh, or Chagasukos Hazeh. He puts Shabbos into Yalav Yavo. Yom HaManoach Hazeh. We don't have that girsa. But if you put Shabbos into Yalav Yavo, why would you do that? So again, it might be our issue. Is the theme of Shabbos linked to whatever theme is there? Another nafkamina. Third, another one, one might say, what about Shabbos Yom Kippur? What about plain Yom Kippur? There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch discusses. Do you make Kiddush on Yom Kippur if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur? Somebody's Pikuach Nefesh, they have to eat on Yom Kippur, do they make Kiddush? So some Achronim say, maybe not. What if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur? Do you make Kiddush then? That's a Machlok as Achronim. Some say, no, you don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. And others say, no, this is Shabbos. So Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. Again, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you might have to make Kiddush. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you might not have to make Kiddush. One final discussion, and then but this gufa might be the Shaka Matari of the Gemara. And that might answer Tosis's Kasha. Because you might say that even if you want to say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are linked, maybe you wouldn't say the same thing by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah have a special way they get together and they get along, because that's always together. Rosh Hashanah is super Rosh Chodesh. So that might be in either direction. It might really not be able to be linked, or maybe able to be linked easier than any other days. Either way, but remember the final one that we like to quote, and that is Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, in the Igros Moshe, that there was a story where somebody was in jail on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. He was in jail in the morning. He didn't have a sitter, so he davened. He didn't know Atta Yetzarta by heart. So he said to count the Shabbos. That he knew by heart. And then, later on in the day, he got out of jail. So he got out of jail, and now he asked Reb Moshe, what should I do? I already davened Musaf of Shabbos. Reb Moshe paskind, he should daven the weekday Shmon Esrei of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodashim. The weekday. That's what he writes, because he already was Yotzei Shabbos, and now all he has left is Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted at the end, I have a safer Rosh Chodesh. At the end of that, he quotes the Pesach of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. No, this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, Ati Yatzarta. Even if you already said Tikata Shabbos, Ati Yatzarta. So again, that gufa also could be about our issue. There are others, but we'll leave it for now. But that's the, could answer a little bit, at least in the direction of Tosis's question, could answer that problem. Vayter Tashma, let's try to continue, third to last line, Tashma, Tavar Acher, quoting from the Mishnah Maseches Brachos, remember the Machlokes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, about the order of Kiddush. What do you do by Kiddush? Do you make the Borei Paragafen first or the Bracha of Kiddush first? Machloket Bishamai Beisil. We pass not Beisil El. You say Borei Paragafen first. So, Birchas Hayayin Tadiro, Birchas Hayom, and Eina Tadira. Borei Paragafen is Tadir, and the Bracha of Kiddush is not Tadir. For Tadir, Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Avagad the Birchas Hayom Kadisha. So, isn't that another Raya? Borei Paragafen is Tadir, the Bracha of Kiddush is Makudash. So, what do you see wins? Tadir beats Makudash. Answers the Gemara. Again here, no Raya. Why? Similar type of line. Atu Shabbos, Labirchas Hayom Ahani, Labirchas Hayan Lo Ahani. The Borei Priyagafen of Shabbos is different. The Borei Priyagafen is also Makudash. You think only the Bracha of Kiddush is? The Bracha of the Birchas Hayayin is different on Shabbos, and therefore, again, it is no Raya, because this is a case of Makudash and Makudash. The context of Shabbos changes the Birchas Hananin into a special type of Birchas Hananin. Maybe we might even say it's not even a Birchas Hananin. Maybe it's even part of Kiddush. And that gets to another Shas topic. Whenever we have Birchas Hananin in the context of a mitzvah, do we say it loses its status? It's easier to say that if you have another bracha, right? The Borei Paragafen along with Kiddush, like we just said. What about the Borei Paragafen along with Erison? Right, usually I'm not allowed to make a Borei Paragafen and then someone else is going to drink the wine. I have to partake of it also. Birchas HaMitzvah, I'm allowed to make the bracha, and then I'll make the bracha for you. I'll make the bracha of shofar, and you blow the shofar. I'll make the bracha of any mitzvah, and you do the mitzvah. But by Birchas HaNenin, I have to partake also. What about Kiddush? Right, big discussion, the Achronim. The Masada Kiddushin is going to make the, not Kiddush, Erison. Right, the Birchas Kiddushin. The Masada Kiddushin is going to make the bracha by a marriage, and the Chasan and Kala are going to drink. So, Mi'ikar Adin, according to most, the Masada Kiddushin does not have to drink. Why? Because this Birchas Hanenin is in the context of a mitzvah. It takes on the status of a mitzvah. Like our Gemara says, the Birchas Hanenin is affected by Shabbos. It might have the status of Kiddush. Right? So that's why. There are some that have that are Machmir. There are two versions of what Reb Chaim did. The Afikayam has one. Other salvations have different. Did Reb Chaim shake his hand a little bit to get a little wine on his finger to sip it up a little bit while nobody was looking, after he gave it to the Chasan and the Kala? Different Mesorahs about what Reb Chaim did. Sheva Brachas also is a discussion, right? That's why some are Machmir, to have the first two Sheva Brachas said by the same person. Because just to say a Borei Paragafen by itself, for others, is a little trickier. So that's why many are Machmir to have the first two Brachas are said by somebody, at least if it's connected to Shakol Bar Lefodo, so then it would be a little more identifiable as a Birchas HaMitzvah. But again, that's also something that comes up often. What about plain Hamotzi? Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz on Friday night. Could I make Hamotzi and not partake of the bread? I already was Yotze Hamotzi. So that's a little trickier, like we just said. It's a mitzvah, it's a Birchas Hananin that you have to do, but there's no other bracha that goes along with it. So that's the discussion in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Continuing, says the Shulchan Aruch, let's try again. Tashma, Damar B'Yochanan Halacha, we know the Halacha is Mispalo Adam Shel Mincha V'Yachar Hashel Musaf. And if it's the time for Mincha already, and I still didn't daven Musaf, I daven Mincha before Musaf. Daven Mincha before Musaf. So what do you see from there? Why? Mincha is Tadir, Musaf is Makudash. So, isn't that a Raya? Tadir beats Makudash. Answers the Gemara, no. Again, Atu Shabbos, L'tfilas Musaf, and Ahani, L'tfilas Mincha, Lo Ahani. The Mincha of Shabbos is different. Mincha of Shabbos is not just a Mincha, like a weekday Mincha, it's different. Here you even say different words, right? And therefore, again, you cannot ask the Kasha. Do we paskin that way, Mincha before Musaf? The answer is yes and no, right? If one is davening B'yachid, yes. Let's say a woman is davening in the afternoon. She made it to shul, but she only davened shachar. She didn't daven musaf yet. So now it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the woman's davening musaf. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago the machlokes achronim, whether women are chayiv, whether they should daven musaf. We mentioned even svardim who say that women do not make brachas on zman grama, or Rav Avadia and others paskin that they could daven musaf. Why? Because the problem with the zman grama might be the language of asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosaf v'tzivanu. They can't say that if they weren't mitzuvah. Musaf doesn't have that lashon. Musaf doesn't have that lashon. Therefore, there wouldn't be a problem, even if you want to say it's a tefillah that they're not obligated in. We discussed it. If you remember, in the context of machzor shekel, if women are not obligated in machzor shekel, maybe they're not obligated in musaf. That was the context. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says on. I'm sorry. What are we talking about? The mincha and the musaf. So again, if one is biyachid, then one says mincha before musaf. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that b'tzibur, it'll be too confusing for the tzibur. The tzibur should always have a musaf before mincha. Sometimes, if somebody had a very long davening and it's the winter months, it's already time for mincha or simchas Torah. Simchas Torah very often. Shuls are already up to musaf and it's already mincha time. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you're b'tzibur, you should always do musaf first. So it's not confusing for the tzibur. The yesh mi shahora, the Shulchan Aruch says, resh pei vav tziv dalad, she'ein osin kein b'tzibur, lahaktim tfilas mincha l'tfilas musaf, kidei shelo yitu. They shouldn't make a mistake. Meaning, Mr. Bura, b'shar yamim l'espala mincha kodem musaf, afil kodem chasos. Right, they might just have a mincha before, and it might not be chatzos yet, and that would be a big problem. So that is why, right, we paskin that obviously mincha gdol is the earliest time to have a mincha, but b'di eved, if somebody have a mincha before chatzos, b'di eved it's okay. They shouldn't, but b'di eved it's okay, one wouldn't have to repeat. But again, we don't want that mistake, and that's why b'tzibur, we always do musaf first. Cool. Continuing. Tashma, we're still trying to bring a raya to our original question. Tadir versus Mekudash. Tashma, shlamim shel emesh, yev yesterday shlamim. Chatas va'asham shel yom, our Mishnah. Yesterday shlamim, chatan asam of today. Shlamim shel emesh kodmin. So the shlamim goes first. So the Gemara says, where's Bedayik? Yesterday shlamim, and today's chatas va'asham. Shlamim goes first according to the first day in the Mishnah. Ha'idi v'idi diyom. But what if you have today's shlamim and today's chatas? Chatas va'asham kedimi. So then the chatas va'asham would go first. Afal gab the shlamim tadibi. Even though shlamim is more tadir. Why is shlamim tadir? Shlamim, can you bring us in a davah? Chatas and Asham were brought by specific mechuyvei these karbanas because of the sin that was done. So doesn't this prove that mekudesh goes before tadir? Answer: Amar Rava. Rava said shlamim is not tadir. Matsui ka'amrit. You're asking about matsui. Tadir means there's a kavua zman for something to be done, always or more often. Matsui just means it's more prevalent. It's more common. Doesn't mean that it is kavu azmanim. That's a different shaila. Tadir kami boilon, matzi lo kami boilon. We're asking about tadir versus mekudesh. It could be mekudesh goes before tadir. Mekudesh could go before matzui. That's what you just answered. But we're asking about tadir, and that is why it's a different question. Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava, atu matzui lav tadir. Are those two different aspects? Matzi is not tadir v'yotanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Didn't we learn in the brisa? Rashi here quotes the context of what the brisa is talking about. Rashi quotes the whole Torah's Kohanim. The context is Pesach and Mila, as we know, the only two mitzvahs asay that are chayiv kares. So the question is, do you bring a carbon chatas for Pesach and Mila? We paskin no. So the Gemara is going, the Brent Medrash goes back and forth. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. So that is what the context of this brisa is. So the Gemara says, Vatanya, Oti es haPesach she'eino tadir, maybe I will exclude Pesach, which is not common at all. It's not tadir, right? It's only once a year. V'lo Oti es haMila she'itadira, but I won't exclude Mila, which is tadir. So you see, Mila is called tadir. That really means matzui, not tadir. There's no kavu azman on the calendar for Mila, and yet it's called tadir. So you see, the Gemara asks that there's a blurring of the lines between tadir and matzui. Answers the Gemara that tadir over there doesn't really mean tadir. Tadir by Mila does not mean that. My tadira, tadira by mitzvos. It means that it's tadir in mitzvos. It's a specific usage. What does that mean, tadir by mitzvos? Rashi says, shenichrasu alash shalosh esrei brisos vitzivuyim. It says the word bris 13 times in the Torah regarding bris Mila. That shows, I'm sorry, it says the word bris, right, 13 times by Mila, which shows its significance and severity and importance. And that is why it's different. That's why it's different. And that's what tadir means here, that it has 13 brisos. Who else uses this? Right, we might not know this. Many might not know this from the Gemara in Zvachim Sadi Aleph, but many might be more familiar with it from Tosfos and Maseches Megillah. Tosfos and Megillah and Daf Dalet. Remember that Tosfos discusses, we know there's a Gzeira Deraba of Shema Ya'avirenu, right? I might come to carry, and that's why there's no shofar and Megillah and Lulav on Shabbos. Ask Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dalet, so what about Bris Mila? Why aren't we Gozer that you might carry the knife? You shouldn't do Bris Mila on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Ya'avirenu. So Tosfos answers, you can't do that. Avomila b'Shabbos ein litchos, toha chamira, shekei nichrosu aleha, yigimu brisos. Right? Exactly what the Gemara here says. It's too important to push off. Wow, more important than shofar, more important than lulav. It has 13 brisos, and that is why it is not pushed off. Vigam, and then Tosfos adds, everything else on the list, anybody could do. Shofar and lulav, but who is involved in mila? Only a moel, only a bucky. So we're not worried. Vigam, ein adamol, ella imkein, havi bucky. The sakana yesh bedavar. Those are the two answers. Remember, that's where the Taz has his answer. That there's a special pasuk in the Torah that says, "Upiyom Hashmini," in Parshas Tazria, "Afilu b'Shabbos." It's kilu. The Torah says, "Beferish, do mila on Shabbos." That's what the Taz says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to asser something that the Torah says beferish l'heter. Rabbanan can't do that. They cannot get shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. They're not knocking out shofar, right? They're not getting shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. But when it falls out during the week, he can blow. But if they would say you can't do mila on Shabbos, that's as if they're knocking out a pasuk in the Torah, and that's why it's not allowed. So that's what Tadi Rabbi Mitzvahs. The Sfas Emes here, I mean, each one is more beautiful than the other one. The Sfas Emes here says Tadira means something different. Doesn't mean 13 brisos. I forgot to mention. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is, if you want to look in Nidarim, Paragimel Mishnah Yud, he lists off the 13 psukim. Shlosh Ezer brisos. He tevas bris uprisi shenichpala b'tzivi Hashem la'Avram b'mila b'machze echad ba'atzmo. In one vision that Avram had from Hashem, he said the word bris three times. V'zem inyanam, and the Rambam lists off all 13 psukim. Interesting. That's the Rambam here in Nedarim in the third paragraph. But that's all pshat number one. Pshat number two. What does tadira mean? Says the Sfas Emes. It's a mitzvah that's with you all your life. That's what tadira here means. V'yoser nira lafarish. He says Rashi's pshat is dachuk. The Yosef Nira Lafarish, the mitzvahs mila nikres tadiras, tadiris, shela olam, roshem ha mitzvah begufa adam. De lo kechol mitzvah, di rak bishas asiyasa. There is no mitzvah that lasts with us like the mitzvah of mila. Okay, so that's one answer. So tadira doesn't really mean tadir like in its normal sense. Vibayisema, mila legabe pesach ki tadir damya. Or maybe it's just relative. Compared to Pesach, it's Tadir. But it doesn't mean Tadir in the normal absolute sense. It is interesting, though, here, that Mila is called Tadir or Matsui. The same Yisod is used in Meseches Bechoros. Tosfos and Bechoros and Daf Memtes notes the minog that is prevalent in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, that a Shechianu is only said by a Pidyon HaBen and not by a Bris Mila. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shechianu is also said by a Bris Mila. That's the Minog. But in Chutz La'aretz, the Shechianu is only said by a Pidyon HaBen and not by a Bris. So that's based on this Tosfos. Tosfos in Bechoros Daf Mem Tes. Why? The Ein L'Tamua, Ahad Olam Avrachin and Shechianu, I'll call Mila V'Mila, Kamo Al Pidyon HaBen, the Shiny Mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen, Delo Shchicha. Pidyon HaBen is much more rare. And that's why that would get a Shechianu. Mila is more common. That's like what our Gemara says. Right? It's Tadir. And that's why it wouldn't get a Shechianu. Okay. Ibai Lu, why do we continue? So we did not answer that question. Tadir and Mekudesh was not answered. What about this question? Ibai Lu, Tadir v'sheino Tadir. You're supposed to do the Tadir first. But what happened? You messed up. The Kadim v'shachel l'sheino Tadir. I shechted the Eino Tadir. I was supposed to do the Tadir first. I shechted the Shabbos Musaf before the Karbat Tamid. So what do I do now? My, do I stop in the middle of the Avodah and then go to the Tadir one? Or do I say, once I started, it's done with? My, what do I say? Mi amrinan kiva de shachte makrivle. Once you shechted the eno tadir, just continue. Vi makrivit. O dilma, or no. Yoyev la'acher de memaris bedamo. Give it to a different kohen to mix the blood so it doesn't congeal. Ah, de makrivle le tadir. Go back to the tadir. Vahadir makrivle sheino tadir. And then you continue to the sheino tadir. So what do you do? Do you say once you started or not? So Amar Rav Huna Misura Tashma. Let's try to prove that from our Mishnah. Shlomim Shel Emesh Chadas Va'ashem Shel Yom. Again, yesterday Shlomim Chadas Va'ashem of today. Shel Emesh Kodim L'Shel Yom. Yesterday's Karban goes before today's Karban. And what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that the Shlomim was not shechted yet. It just was lun. It was lun balayla, and now you have both in front of you. So you shecht the shlamim, not to be mezalzal it anymore. It already was delayed a day. So mashma though, hadiyom dumya de emesh. But if it wasn't yesterday's actually, but it was today's, but dumya de emesh, hechidami, meaning to kadem shachte le shlamim, right? But you shecht the shlamim first, Chatas va'asham kadmi. You would still switch. Even if you would shech the shlamim first, if it was yesterday's, fine. But if it was today's, if it was today's, then you should do the chatas before the shlamim. But what if you did the shlamim? Then you'd switch. Then you would stop the shlamim, and then you would go to the chatas and the asham. So doesn't that prove that in this case, that if you did the eino tadir first, you would stop doing it and then go to the tadir? Answer, no. Dilma shlamim de emesh v'chadas de asham de yom heichim ishkachas la de shachtinu l'chavayu. Maybe the point is that you shechted both of them. You shechted yesterday's shlamim today. And that's the case we're talking about. That's why you would switch over maybe. But our case, if you have them both standing in front of you, and then you shech the shlamim first, that is not answered. That we don't know. Tashma. Let's try to prove it again from that Mishnah in Brachas. Right, the Bari Per Guffin goes first. V'tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. It goes first, yet, even though, Rashi adds in this line to help us understand, even though really the chiyuv of the bracha of Kiddush started first. Why? Because the second that it's Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. The second that it's Shabbos is Kiddush. So isn't that like a case of Mikudash, that should go first, and yet here you do the other bracha first? Hachanami, no, like we said before. Kivan da'asyin kemadashchiti shavayodami. One Shabbos starts, then both brachas are commanded and required. It doesn't just affect, the start of Shabbos doesn't just affect the Kiddush bracha, it also affects the Bari Perak Gafen bracha, and therefore, again, there is no raya. The Shakas Ari discusses in Simen Chav Beis, what if you have a Tadir Durabanan and an Eino Tadir D'Oraisa? Right, which would go first then? That's his discussion. He assumes the Tadir would still go first. A raya from here. Right, the Bari Perak Gafen might be a Durabanan. The Kiddush might be a D'Oraisa. Right, assuming that part of Kiddush is Daraisa, you didn't warn Yosei Kiddush yet. Okay, let's try again. Tashma, Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Mispal Adam Shal Mincha Lacha Kachem Osafen. We're quoting the same raya that we quoted before to answer up a different question. Right, so here you daven Mincha first, and then Musaf, even though Musaf is, so to speak, more Mekudesh. That's what you should do. Hachanami, Kivin Damati, Zvan Tfilas Mincha, Kamana Shachti Shavayodami. No, same thing. Right when the time for Mincha comes, it's as if Kilo, they're equal. They're equal now. You don't look back at what was, you look at what is. Period. Okay, Amalei Ravacha, Berei Deravashi, Deravina. The Shida adds in, Tashma, Shachtu Kodem Chatzos, Puzzle. If I shachtu the current Pesach before Chatzos, it's Puzzle, Mabedeshin Amar Bo, Beno Arbayim. So if I did it in the morning, it's Puzzle. Kodem Latamid, I'm supposed to do the current Pesach after the current Tamid. Shall Beno Arbayim. What if I was Makdim? What if I did the current Pesach before the Tamid Shall Beno Arbayim? That's Kusher. But I don't continue the avoda. I just have somebody be memaris the dam, mix it up until the zrikas adam of the carbon tamid. Right? So therefore, don't you see from there that if you did two carbonas in the wrong order, you stop and you go to the one that you were supposed to do? Answers the Gemara, no, achamayaskinon could go into kadim, shachte the tamid beresha. Now the case here is that you shechted the tamid already after the carbon pesach. So if you did that already, then you continue the tamid. It's also in the Lashon. So it's clear that you only have the Zrika left, not the Shechita. So you must have already done the Shechita, and therefore it doesn't apply to us. Good. Says the Gemara, "V'chon konim arshan v'chulu." My taima. So the Mishnah said that the konim are allowed to eat the carbon in any way. Amar kra. We saw this before. La mashcha l'gdula k'derach shamalach in ochlan. They could eat it in any way they want. Any way they want is fine. Period. Amar Rabbi Shimon says the next Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Shimon. It's very unclear what this Mishnah is doing here. This is a Mishnah that has to do with Maseches Menachos. The Maleches Shlomo commentary on the Mishnah says, well, we had a kula of Reb Shimon just before that you're allowed to put Truma Tavlin in your carbon, so maybe this is another kula of Reb Shimon that we're going to have here. That's the connection between the two. Okay, the Keren Ora has other suggestions, but here we go. Amar Reb Shimon, Imra Isa Shemeshu Mishalik Bazara. If you ever see Kohanim partaking of oil in the Azara. You see oil being split up amongst Kohanim in the Azara. Ein tzorach lishomau. You don't have to ask what it's from. I'll tell you what it's from. Elamosa rikiki menachas Yisrael. It's the leftover oil that are used for the carbon mincha. There are five minchas. The rikikin of the mincha of Yisrael. which Rabbi Shimon holds, all you have to do is smear. You bring a lug of oil, you smear the top of it once, the rest of it goes to the Kohanim. So that's what's being used. Derech Agav, the Rabbanon in Menachos, and Dafayin Hay argue, and the Rambam paskins against that. We paskin that you smear until there's no oil left. Okay, but either way, Rabbi Shimon says only the outer layer, or V'lok Shemen Shal Metzora, or the Lok Shemen Shal Metzora. One of those two, that's what we're talking about. But, meaning, what is Rabbi Shimon telling us? It can't be Shemen of Nedava, because Rabbi Shimon holds you can't give oil as a Nedava. That's what's important from the Mishnah. And if you see oil being put onto the fire, Ein Sarach Lishol Ma'o. You don't have to ask what that's from either. Ella, what is it? Moser Rikike Minchas Kohanim. It's the leftover oil from the wafers of the Minchas Kohanim, U Minchas Kohen Mashiach, or of the Minchas Chavitin, of the Kohen Gadol every day. Why would those be burned? Because, again, all Minchas Kohanim are all burnt. And Rabbi Shimon adds on, She'im, it's not in Shemen. It's never going to be from a Nedava, a carbon Nedava, because you can't be no Dave Shemen, says Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon argues, Misad Ben Shemen, you can give Shemen as a carbon. Amar Shmuel. Now we're focusing on the end of this Mishnah. Amar Epshal, L'divrei Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that you can be Misadev Shemen. So what do? Habisadev Shemen Komso, you do Kemitza. Vishiyarav Ne'echalin. And the Shirayim are Ne'echal to the Kohanim. My Taima. Amarkra, how do you know that? Amarkra, Karban Mincha. Melamesha Misadvin Shemen. That extra word carbon, I didn't have to say the word carbon. That extra word carbon tells me you could even have a carbon of oil. You could be no Dave oil. Period. We discussed earlier also, how do you do kmitza to oil? To flour, we know you stick your three fingers in and you do kmitza. How do you do kmitza to oil? So the Tosfos Yontif writes in Meseches Menachos, in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hay, that you would not do kmitza. You don't stick your hand in. You just pour off from the oil as much as would be done of a kmitza. And that's what the kmitza is. He says, Misnad ben Shemen, he quotes it on this Mishnah. He says, "Mi uvada the kmitza b'pas yado k'derech kmitza zamincha iefshar ela shemafresh b'kli shir kometz shehu kishnei zesim." Two zesim of the oil. That's the Tosfos Yontif. It's interesting. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, we didn't mention this last time. Rabbeinu Gershom in Menachos Daf Ayin Dalet has one word where he seems to say, "You do kmitza to the oil." But how do you do kmitza to the oil? He says, "Komso yak penu." You have to congeal it. You congeal the oil to make it into a solid, and then you could do kemitza to it. Interesting. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, Rabbi Tadiz, Rabbi Tarfi know that you can be misadev shemen from the extra word carbon by carbon mincha. So the Gemara says, v'chi mincha, just like a mincha, my mincha, komtza, v'shirei nachalin, just like a carbon mincha, you do kemitza, and then its shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim, at least by Minchas Yisrael. Af shemen komso v'shirav nechol. And so too by the oil. You do kemitza to the oil, as we just explained, and its shirayim are nechol. Omer b'zeira, afanan amitanina. B'zeira says, I think I have a raya from our Mishnah. Omer b'shemen imer isa, shemen shem eslalik v'azara, yet azorak l'shol ma'u, el mosor v'kikim Minchas Yisrael, v'lok shemen shal mitzora, she'im misnadvin. Right, our Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon holds that you can't do this, when you already know what's being mischalik because there's no nedav of shemen. Milal demand of our misnadvin mischalik, right? Because what does the Rabbi Shimon say? There's no nedav, and therefore you're not going to see it mechulak. Mashma that if there is nedav, you would see it being mischalik. That's the raya, right? So it must be according to Rabbi Tarfon. When Rabbi Tarfon says you can be misadev shemen, it means that the leftover oil will go to the Kohanim. Period. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, wait a minute, but Ema Seifa. Look at the next line of the Mishnah, though. You and Madaik in the Resha. What about the Seifa? Imra Isa Shemen Shenitam Agabi Aishim. If you see oil being put on the fire, Iyat Tatsorak Lishol Ma'u Ala Moser Kikim Minachas Kohanim. O Minachas Kohanim Mashiach She'ein Misnadvin Shemen. So what is that mashma? That line. If it's being burned, it must be from this, because you can't be Nodiv Shemen. Michlal, Telamandar Misadiv Kulon Leishin. Mashra from the Seifa, that if Nedava, if you do hold that Shemen could be Misnadev, you would be burning it. So Labaya Kasha Rachel of Zera Kasha Seifa. Each line of the Mishnah is Mashra something else. Whether the leftover oil for someone, for Rabbi Tarfon, who says you could be misnadev shemen, is that oil consumed by the Kohanim? Is that oil burned on the Mizbeach? So Bishnal Rabbi Zera, Reisha Bishirayim, Sefer Bakometz. Rabbi Zera would say the first part of the Mishnah, which talks about eating it, that's about the Shirayim. The second part that talks about fire, that's the Kometz that you burned. Not a problem. El ala Abaya Kasha, but according to Abaya, it's a Kasha, because he says it all should be burned. So Tana Reisha to Seifa. You're right, it doesn't really mean it in the Reisha, that's Derech Agav. The Iker is the Seifa. So the Gemara, just to be parallel. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Bishlama Seifa Tani Misham Reisha. You could say that the second half is there because you already said a certain Lashon in the first half. El Reisha Misham Seifa Mitani. Would you ever say, well, this is in the Reisha because what we're going to say in the Seifa? So the Gemara says, yeah, that happens sometimes. Armi B'marava Tana Reisha Misham Seifa. It's not so unusual. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the Toseftin Menachas. Yayin Kedivre Rabbi Akiva Lisfalim. Yayin, according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with the yayin according to Rabbi Akiva? You put it into the sefalim. You do the nisuch, right? Because Rabbi Akiva says you can be misnadiv yayin, even though you can't be misnadiv shemen. So what do you do with that yayin? You do nisuch with it, right? You do nisuch on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. So yayin kedivrei Rabbi Akiva sefalim, shemen kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon leishim. The oil of Rabbi Tarfon is le'ishim, be burned on the mizbeach. Isn't that a raya? So my love, shouldn't we say, mi deyayin kula lisfalim shemen kula le'ishim? So don't we have a raya from that Tosefta that all the oil, according to Rabbi Tarfon, should be burned, just like all the wine is poured in the sfalim, so too all the oil is burned? And where I said, no, mi de'arya, you have to say that, hakadisa. The wine is all poured in the sfalim. The oil, some is burned, and some is eaten by the Kohanim. No raya. Amar of Papa Kitanoi. Maybe this is really a machlokas Tanoim. The Shizu Kubetzes takes out Rav Papa because Rav Papa is about to ask Akasha on this in a few lines. So he just has the Gemara Kitanoi. Maybe this is really a machlokas Tanoim. As follows. Shemen lo yifchos milog. Rebbe Omer shloshes lukin. Shemen, you can't have less than a log. You can't have less than a log of shemen. And Rebbe says that you can have three. But my kamiflagi. So what's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas about being misnadev shemen? You have to have at least three, or even one is good enough. So my kamiflagi abura, Rabbanan kamei de Rav Papa, the Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa, don mina v'uki ba'asra iki b'inayu. The machlokas is the Shas principle of when I learn from Makar B to Makar A, I'm trying to learn context A. I learn it from context B. So when I learn it from context B, do I have to learn it totally from context B and every detail from context B has to apply to context A? Or do I learn something from context B, but then in context A, it could be a little different based on the own context of context A? That's the difference of don't mino mino, learn everything, or don't mino vogi vasra, learn something, but keep it in its place. So maybe that's the machlokas. Why? Because what's the source that you can be misadiv shemen? The word carbon mincha. So that's the issue. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan who say that you have to have a log. The Rabbanan Savri, ma mincha misaden Hashem misaden. Just like a mincha, which is the source, you're misadev, so to oil. Umina, ma mincha log shemen, afkan log shemen. Just like mincha, the minimum is a log, so to here, by nedav shemen is a log. Uma mincha komsa v'shira nechalen, and just like mincha, you do kemitza and its shirayim are consumed by the Kohanim. Af shemen kotso, the shear of Nechalin. So maybe the Tanakama not only says log is the shear, but he also says, kiperiget to mincha, that the you do kemitza and the leftovers can be consumed. Vidach and Rebbe says the opposite. Mi mincha, you learn it from mincha, and therefore you have to learn from mincha everything. Not everything. Ma mincha mistadvin, Hashem mistadvin. You learn from mincha that you could have an adava. But then when you say uki ba'asra, v'uki ba'asra, kinesachim, you compare it to the nesachim of wine. Ma nesachim shloshes lugin, av shemen shlosh lugin, u'ma nesachim kulon lesvalim, av shemen kulon le'ishim. So maybe the Gemara says, this gufa is this machlokes, tanoim, about how much oil, is also at root the machlokes of, you would have the same, another nafkamina of whether all the oil is burned on the mizbeach, or it is also consumed. So Amalei Rav Papa, La Abaya, Rav Papa says, that's why he took it out before, the Shita took it out, no. Imi Mincha Maisi La Rebbe, if Rebbe learned out Nidvas Shemen from the word Mincha, Karban Mincha, Dukuliyama Don Mino Mina. He would go all the way, and he would say one log, and he would say Kemitza V'chulu. Ela Rebbe me'ezrak amar la. No, Rebbe has a different makar. That's why he has different shitas. He doesn't learn it from the extra word karban mincha. He learns it from the word ezrak, which is by nisach hayayin in shlach. So that's why he has a different makar. Says the Gemara, Amar le'Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Nasan le'Rav Papa, mi'matzes amar nachi. Does he really have a different makar? Vatani, look in the following brisa. He has the same makar, karban mincha, melame shemisavin shemen, v'kama shlosha lugin. So you see in this brisa, the makar is karban by mincha, and it's three lugin. Uman shamis le'damar shlosha lugin, and who is the one that says you need three lugin for a shemen nedava? Rebihi v'kamaisi lami karban. So you see beferish that Rebbe holds it from karban. So amar le, itanya, tanya. Okay, if you have that brisa, you have that brisa. Meaning, okay, I retract. It must be that is gufa machlokas tanam. They both learned it out from the word karban, by karban mincha, and the machlokas is domina mina, domina voki ba'asra, and it would be a machlokas, what the shita that says, you give me misadif shemen, do you put it k'mitza on the fire and the rest is consumed by the kohanim, or do we say it's all burnt on the mizbeach? Okay, we'll have to stop here. And the next sugya is one of the major sugyas also here in Zvachim, Amar Shmuel. We'll start the sugya of Psikresha. Psikresha here in Maseches Zvachim. Again, but the next 2 days will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up in a couple of days.